More help is heading to Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted he's authorized the Defense Department to provide an additional $350 million in immediate assistance.
Ukrainian government officials are pressing the West for more weapons, more sanctions on Russia, and for admission into international and Western institutions and alliances. This is from President Volodymyr Zelensky, tweeted, quote, "It is a crucial moment to close the long-standing discussion once and for all and decide on Ukraine's membership in the European Union."
Fox's Rich Edson, on the ground, Russian forces are advancing on Kyiv.
The Russian military says it's launched a barrage of cruise missiles at Ukrainian military facilities. Ukraine's military says they've shot down two Russian planes, one filled with paratroopers.
Fox's Jill Nato, Ukraine's government says at least 198 Ukrainians have died and more than 1,000 have been hurt. Around the world, demonstrations against the invasion. In Tokyo today, protesters held signs saying, "Stop Putin, stop Russia." Three former Minneapolis police officers face decades behind bars following their federal civil rights trial.
Tutow, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King were found guilty on charges of failing to get George Floyd medical care. Tow and King also guilty of failing to stop Derek Chauvin during Floyd's deadly arrest in 2020. Floyd's brother, Philonis, praising the verdict, though saying,
"Times, you know, will be probably a lot harder for me still because I can't get my brother back."
Tao, King, and Lane each face up to life in prison and still state charges in the case.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The face of the Republican Party will take center stage at a conservative conference in Orlando. Former President Donald Trump will speak at CPAC tonight. Yesterday, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem criticized President Biden for his response to the Ukraine crisis.
"A strong American president would work with European allies and partners to replace their supply of Russian oil supplies with American energy."
In the coming hours, the crowd will hear from Florida Governor Rick Scott and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Tense moments in Milwaukee. Police say a man walked into a police station yesterday and opened fire.
"During the encounter, multiple officers discharged their weapons. The suspect was struck multiple times. No other officers or members of the community were injured."
Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says the suspect was apprehended after running out of the station. Another participant in the January 6th riot learns his fate.
A Florida man who grabbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium and posed for photos with it during the U.S. Capitol riot has been sentenced to more than 2 months behind bars. Adam Johnson has also been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine and perform 200 hours of community service. The image of Johnson smiling and waving as he carried Pelosi's podium went viral after he and others breached the U.S. Capitol. Johnson now says that was a very stupid idea. Tom Graham, Fox News.
More than 1,300 pounds of methamphetamine won't make it to the streets of the U.S. Federal authorities in San Diego found small packages of the illegal drug in a tractor trailer. Those packages, worth nearly $3 million, were painstakingly hidden in a shipment of onions. The Mexican truck driver was arrested. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.